Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. You can only present that person in due time. You're not going to be able to fake that it's something other than that. It's going to come out in ways that maybe you don't even notice that it's coming out, that a keen observer will notice about you, maybe not tell you, but they notice those things about you.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. Listen, my new book, Work on Your Game, Using the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate in Sports, Business, and Life, is coming out February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net and pre-order that book, because I'm going to give you some amazing bonus pre-order giveaways just for pre-ordering that book before it comes out on February 22nd. That website again is workonyourgame.net to get all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order the book from your favorite retailer, and get all this extra stuff from me in addition to getting this podcast. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. Let's get to it. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected to achieve is yet to occur. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is who you are matters more than what you have. And the reason that I'm talking about this here today is that sometimes we get so obsessed, caught up in putting so much of our resources into the chase for achievement, right? We are trying to achieve a title, achieve a certain status, trying to achieve some material goal or just some position that we want to get to, something that we value. We sometimes allow that chase for those things to replace building up ourselves as people. We put so many resources into trying to get the thing, the title, the object, that we don't put as much resources as we could, as many of our resources as we could, into building up ourselves as individuals, developing ourselves as individuals, developing ourselves as professionals, as athletes, as business people, as entrepreneurs, just as human beings, period. And today's topic is about how, if we were to maybe make some tweaks to that equation and put more of our resources into building ourselves as people, how it can get us all that stuff that we want, those titles, status, materials, the objects, the money, the recognition, the attention. Listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting those things. If we build ourselves up as people and put more resources into that, all that stuff that we want, we can get as much of it as we need if we just change the way that we're focusing. We change our priorities when it comes to that investment equation. And today's topic, I'm explaining to you exactly what I mean. Point number one, again, the topic is who you are matters more than what you have, because what you have, you can get as much of it as you want if you change that who you are and get it to as high as possible level. Number one, everything that you have, anything that you have that you can measure, that you can hold in your hand, that you can look at, that you can point to that's outside of yourself, such as your home, your car, your phone, your money, your clothes, all of those things can be worn out. You could lose them. They could be exchanged. They could be taken from you. They can just run out of usefulness. They can outlive their, forget the word that I'm looking for here, but just not be useful to you anymore. All of that can happen to a house, a car, your phone. I mean, do you still have the same phone that was your first cell phone? Probably not. Do you still live in the same home that you grew up in? Most of us, the answer is no. Some people, yes, but most of us, no. What about cars? Are you still driving the first car that you ever had? Some of us, yes, and most of us, no. 10 years from now, most of us will probably be driving something different. 20 years from now, something different. So we change these things. Do you still have the same dollar that was your first dollar? Unless you're running a business and you framed it, probably not. You exchanged that one, you got different dollars. Things run out. Clothing. Are you still wearing the same clothes you were wearing when you were 2 years old? No, you got too big for them. They can get worn out. You replace those things. All of those things get replaced. They get exchanged. They get traded out. Who you are as a person, however, it can evolve. You can evolve as a person. You can improve yourself as a person. You can, by neglect, by default, or by making some bad decisions, who you are can be diminished. You can be a worse, less valuable person than you are right now in the future, but it can never be taken away from you. Who you are can never go away. Your clothes can go away. Your car can go away. Your house can go away. The money you have can go away, and all of those can come back in different forms. But you can never be taken from you is who you are as a person, which makes it all that more important for you to be attending to who you are as an individual, because that's the one thing you're stuck with, right? You ever been driving a car that you weren't too proud of? Or you ever lived in a place that you're like, man, I can't wait till I can move out of this place? You ever had a job where you're like, man, I'm really looking forward to when I can quit this job and upgrade to a better job or start my own business or whatever it was you were doing? You ever wore some clothes that you're like, man, I need some better clothes. I need some better shoes than this. I need a better dress than this. I need some better jeans than what I'm wearing. You ever been in that situation where you had some things that were not you as a person, but you weren't too proud of them or too happy about them? You weren't getting as much use out of them as you thought you would, and you were looking forward to exchanging them for something better? I think we all been in that space, right? Well, see, you as a person, I'm not talking about your clothes or your possessions or your titles, but you as a human being, you can't exchange that. You can't trade that in for something better. You're stuck with that for the rest of your life. Now, it can be upgraded. It can be improved. It can be made worse, but it's always still going to be you, which means since those other things can be replaced, since those other things could come and go at different times, sometimes unbeknownst to us, sometimes out of our control, even when we want to control it, it would make a whole lot more sense, don't you think, to put more emphasis on who we are as people, since we're going to be stuck with that one no matter what happens. Point number two. Today's topic is who you are matters more than what you have. See, we value sometimes as people, just on the surface is the way that we think as humans, we value what other people have, what each other has, such as a job title, certain amount of influence, material goods. Maybe we have a certain amount of power in a place, maybe a certain amount of juice, a certain amount of pull, quote unquote, the status that a person has. We value things that other people have because it's easy to see those things on the surface. It's easy to see what kind of house somebody lives in or what kind of car they're driving or what their job title is because it's right there on their business card. It's easy to see it on the surface, right? It's also, though, relative to who we are, it's easier to acquire. It's easier to acquire things than it is to make ourselves more valuable or to give off the appearance of having acquired a thing or have a certain amount of power or having a certain status, again, relative to whoever it is we're talking to. It's much easier to get that or at least look like we have it. But the thing is, who you are as a person, you can't fake that for too long. You could pretend to be somebody to someone for a while. I mean, sometimes in our lingo, we call it your representative, right? When you meet somebody for the first time, or when you're dealing with somebody in the early stages of a relationship, any kind of relationship, business, friendship, sports, intimate relationship, at first, the first week or two, maybe for the first month, the first year, you're dealing with that person's representative. And what does that mean? That's that person showing you the best sides of themselves. They're selling themselves to you just as much as you're selling yourself to them, right? But over time, eventually there's going to come a point where that representative melts away and we see who this person really is. There's only so long any of us can fake who we are to another person. I don't care how much of a salesperson you are, what kind of a sales job you're trying to do, how much you want to hide certain things from another person. There's only so long we can do it before it becomes too obvious that we're not who we're presenting ourselves to be. Nobody, this is a truth of human nature, no human being can act for long in a way that is incompatible with his or her self-image. Let me say that again. This one you should write down if you didn't know about this. No human being can act for long, can perform in a way for an extended period of time in a way that is incompatible with his or her self-image, which means whatever way you see yourself deep down, I'm not talking about what you post to the internet or what you show to even your friends or your family or your dogs or your husband or your wife or your kids. The way that you see yourself deep down, when that nobody even knows about how you see yourself, the way that you see you, you can only present that person in due time. You're not going to be able to fake that it's something other than that. It's going to come out in ways that maybe you don't even notice that it's coming out, that a keen observer will notice about you, maybe not tell you, but they notice those things about you. The things that we most try to hide from other people are the things that are most obvious to other people. And they may not even tell you that they're obvious to them, but they are seeing the things that you think you're keeping away from everyone. You cannot act in a manner that is incompatible with your self-image. So if you wanted to present yourself in a certain way to another person, or your representative is a certain way, but that's not truly who you are, you can change that. You can make your representative be a reflection of your true self. All you got to do is develop yourself. You got to put some investment. Instead of putting so much investment into trying to get the things, the stuff, quote unquote, put that investment into you. Put it into you as a person, and it'll get you all the stuff that you want. Moving on to point number three. Today's topic is who you are matters more than what you have. As they sometimes say, they being just people, us, is not what you do, but it's who you become in doing it. You ever heard someone say that? It's not the reaching the end point. It's not reaching the goal. It's the journey, right? And there are some people who will say, well, that's garbage. You do want to reach the goal. And some people say, no, it is who you become as a person. Today's episode, the purpose of today's episode, it is who you become in doing what you do. Yeah, you want to do things. You want to achieve. You want to win. You want to get the money, the job title, the trophy, the car, the girl, the guy, whatever. But it's who you become in the process, because even if you lose whatever it is you achieve, you can always go get it back if you've become something that is of that stature. See, this is why people say if you become a certain type of person, that type of person can go get the stuff over and over and over again. This is how a successful person, a person who has a mindset of success, I'm not talking about successful meaning they have the trappings of success, but successful in their mindset, this type of person can falter, they can have a setback, they can have everything go wrong for them, they can lose everything that they have, but as long as they maintain that success mindset, that person can come back and win at an even greater level than they have been winning before, because the type of person that they are never went away. They can lose the house, the clothes, the car, the people, the admiration, the attention, the fans, the followers, all of that. But as long as they maintain the mindset, they can get all of that back and get it back 10 times what they had before. Who you are can get you whatever you want, ladies and gentlemen. But what you have cannot make you into a different person. Not for long. Not in a way that is incompatible with your self-image. You won't be able to uphold it for long enough. Eventually, that self-image that you have of you is going to show itself whether you want it to or not. The things that you look to attain, the things that you look to achieve, the things that you want to have around you cannot change who you are fundamentally as a person unless you do that on purpose. But who you are fundamentally as a person can get you any of the things that are outside of you that you want. And whatever level of abundance that you want to get them in, you can get them. But it requires you to, again, you maybe need to make some adjustments to your investment strategy. Five forms of investment, episode 609. If you have not listened to it and you cannot reel off what those five forms are off the top of your head, you need to listen to that episode. Time, money, attention, energy, focus. If you're putting your five forms of investment into getting the things, the titles, the status, the material, and as we recap today's topic, if you're putting your investments into that and you allow it to replace building up who you are as a person, because us humans, you know, we are limited. We can only be in one physical space. We can only focus on one thing at a time. We can't put energy into everything at the exact same time. We got to figure out where we're going to put our energy. So if you put those investments into getting the things, you may achieve those things. I'm not telling you it won't work. You may achieve those things. But if you do not, if you neglect to put the investments into building up yourself, if those things ever go away, which they might because you haven't built up yourself, you haven't made yourself the type of person to maintain those things, if and when they go away, you won't be able to get them back because you haven't made the investments in the person who is capable of getting them. But if you make the investments, on the other hand, into becoming the type of person who can get whatever it is you want, you won't need to chase the things. The things will come chase you because they have no choice to. It's the law of attraction at work. When you become the type of person who is worthy of those things, even better than those things will be coming after you and you'll get to choose. You won't have to chase. You'll be choosing. Isn't it easier to choose than it is to chase? I mean, you tell me. Point number one, everything that you have, whether that's a home, a car, a phone, money, clothing, it can be worn out, lost, exchanged, taken from you, outlive its usefulness. But who you are as a person, even though it can evolve, improve, or even diminish, it can never be taken away from you. Those other things can be taken away. They can be lost, even if you don't want them to be lost. But who you are as a person can never be lost, which makes it all the more important that you deal with it because you're always stuck with it. Right? You're not stuck with the car you're driving right now. You're not stuck with the home you're living in. You're not stuck with the friends that you have. You're not stuck with the job that you have. You are stuck with who you are as a person. That's why it's more important than all those other things. And again, improving that thing, who you are, will change all of those things in due time. You don't even have to worry about it. Point number two, We value what each other has. We look at what other people have, their job title, influence, their material goods, their status, their power, because it's easy to see on the surface. I mean, it's the first thing we notice about people. Human beings have this limitation. Again, we can only focus on one thing at a time. We can't look at every person we meet and say, all right, this is what I see on the surface. But what's really beneath, we don't have time to look beneath the surface of every person. We judge people based on what they show us, right? So it's very easy to maybe, first of all, acquire those things, and secondly, give off the appearance of something, even if it's not actually real. But here's the problem. Here's the rub for all of us. Let's not even call it a problem. Who you are cannot be faked for long. No human being can perform in a manner that is incompatible with that person's self-image over an extended period of time. Who you are will show itself in due time, regardless of what you do, no matter how hard you try to hide it from people. Point number three, as is sometimes said, it is not what you do or what you achieve, but who you become in the process of doing it. It is that process of becoming that will create for you whatever it is you want. And this is why people say it. If you become someone, all the stuff, that person can get that stuff over and over again. This is how a person with a successful mindset can falter, handle setbacks, lose everything, quote unquote, and still come back and be 10 times more successful than before on the surface that people would judge it off of. Who you are can get you whatever you want, but what you have cannot make you into someone. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work On Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. As you know, my book, Work On Your Game, is coming out February 22nd. Would you like to see a video of me reading to you the introductory chapter of that book? How about learning how I would build my brand starting today? How about me explaining to you how I landed a major book publishing contract? What about the writing process for putting this book together with the publisher? And how about how the Work On Your Game podcast comes to be? Do you want to know exactly how we put this whole thing together? All of those that I just mentioned are bonuses that you get just for pre-ordering my book, Work On Your Game, which is coming out again February 22nd. Go to workonyourgame.net to see all the pre-order bonuses, pre-order that book, and get those bonuses for yourself. Again, that website, workonyourgame.net. I told you I was going to give you tons of value, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.